Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, friends. Welcome. This is a special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I am grateful for your presence. Thank you for being here as I share new information with you today about astrology, current transits that are happening, and soul group connections. This information just came through over the past few weeks, since the beginning of 2014, as I've connected with numerous clients all over the globe, and it became very apparent that we are all working on certain pieces of the puzzle simultaneously and synchronistically. So I'm going to dive into those connections. Now, if you are new to the show and it's your first time listening, welcome. Thank you for being here. You can find more about my offerings and services on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. This program brings in new listeners all the time, and I cover a broad range of topics. On the website, you can click on the radio show archives. It's called Listen In, Radio Show Topics. It's on the blog. And see all the various topics that have been covered for almost 2 years now. It'll be 2 years later on in the spring, summer. I also share regular astrology updates through email, online, through Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and of course on this program. So thank you for being here. This special show is going to focus on astrology, and what I like to do is invite you to get your astrology chart for free. If you do not have it in front of you right now, you can always come back and listen to this show again. But if you want to grab your astrology chart for free, go to astro.com, great website, wonderful information here, and you'll want to go to the section that says free horoscopes, click there, and then scroll down. And you're going to come to a section that's called Horoscope Chart Drawings. And you want to click on Chart Drawing Ascendant. And this is the section where you enter in your name, your birth information, and it will draw up your astrology chart for you for free. Do that and have that handy for this show because I'm going to cover some specifics that you'll want to be able to reference in your astrology chart. I'm going to assume you have your chart in front of you, and if you are brand new to astrology, you know nothing, that is okay, because I'm going to guide you through the symbols, the numbers, and the meanings. You do not need to know specifics. I will help guide you through that. And I also like to point out here that astrology becomes quite complex really quickly. So I recommend speaking with a professional astrologer for more information about your chart. I can only go into generals here. I am a trained psychologist. I'm a trained psychologist. I'm not. I'm a trained astrologer. But it's like being a psychologist. It's also like being a guide, a teacher, a mentor. There's a lot wrapped up into astrology. So if you resonate with me and what I share, you can check out my astrology sessions on ConsciousCoolChic.com or see what other astrologers you do resonate with to get the most out of this year ahead for you. So what I'm going to do is start with the essentials of this show. Throughout 2014, there are going to be specific degrees in the zodiac that are going to have more energetic emphasis than other degrees. Specifically, 10 degrees, 11 degrees, 12, and 13 degrees in the cardinal signs. The cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. This show focuses on those energetic points. And as you are looking at your astrology chart, you want to see if you have a planet or key point at one of those degrees. On Blog Talk Radio, for this show, there's a slideshow. And that slideshow has graphics and symbols for each zodiac sign and the chart, okay, the astrology chart. It looks like a pie, and different pieces of the pie represent different parts of your energy and different parts of your chart. So if you are to look at that wheel, and you'll see there are different pie slices that go 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way around to 12. Some of the key points on your chart are at the ascendant, which is on the left-hand side, the IC or nadir, which is at the very bottom, the descendant, which is at the right-hand side of your chart, or the midheaven or MC, which is at the top of your chart. If any of those are at 11, 12, 13, or 10, 11, 12, or 13 degrees of those four astrological signs, that is going to be a big part of your experience in the year ahead. I want to start with some general points as you are looking at your chart and seeing if you have these degrees and if they're active for you. Something that's come through my guidance as I've worked with clients is that many of us are ready to make some significant life shifts in our energy, and we are doing it as a gift to the world. It is a global offering of energy. It is taking our own energy, our own experiences, relationships, any parts of ourselves that are ready to shift, and to make those changes with responsibility, with intention, and then offer it back to the world in some form. This is going to depend on you, on your energy, on what's being triggered for you, on where you are right now on your path. But that's one of the bigger overarching themes, is that we are doing this, we are making these big shifts, not just for ourselves, but for the planet. And I think it's important to have that global perspective right now, because it can feel, when you're going through these big shifts, very lonely. It can feel like it's just you. It can appear that you're the only one, perhaps in your family, within your peer group, within your business environment, who is experiencing certain energies or transitions. It can seem like it's all you, but it's important to know that we are connected through these shifts, and specifically through these points on our astrology charts, because we are leading the energy forward. And I think that is really important to know in the psyche, to give a sense of purpose to the changes as they happen, because these are really big changes, my friends. Now, if you've looked on your chart and you don't find that you have 10, 11, 12, or 13 degrees at these signs, I want to give some more information here. If you have a planet or point between 10 to 13 degrees that's in another astrological sign, say 11 degrees Leo or 13 degrees Aquarius or what have you, and you're listening to this show, what this tells us is that you are drawn to this information because there's a part of you that is also going to be experiencing these shifts, but you're also going to have the wisdom and ability to be a cushion. That's the word I'm hearing, is a cushion, meaning energetically you are able to support the changes that are happening. You are able to have a perspective that allows you to contribute your energy in a very positive, uplifting way. You have the connection to the bigger purpose, and you might find yourself involved in conversations or dialogue with other people going through these shifts, and you have the ability to pass the information on, to provide perspective, to provide understanding. This is especially true if you are a healer or a teacher or a messenger of some sort. If you are listening to this show and you realize you don't have these exact points in your chart that are being triggered, you are still being guided with a very intentional purpose to support and help others who are. What I've found is that at a soul level, many people are here to make significant changes in their energy. And it has been unconscious, perhaps for years, and it's just coming to their conscious attention that they are unhappy in a certain relationship or partnership, or they're really not satisfied with the job they've been doing for 10 years, or they're looking at the fullness of who they really are, and they've been holding back parts of themselves. There's so many ways this can show up for you. The key point here is that throughout 2014 and 2015, you are on a fast track of evolution, of significant change, and there are going to be times when you just have to be in it. I'm going to get to this a little bit more. You have to just be in the transformation. Right before I started the show and I went live, there was this imagery that came in about, say you were to break your foot. And when that occurs, you have to just be in it to heal, to release, to take care of yourself, to allow your body to do its work, and then you'll reach a point of healing. But you have to go through that process, right? You can't just skip from, oh shoot, I broke my foot and now I'm healed. You can't just leapfrog over it. There's a being in it part that our human selves fight, that we might resist. But this is also where you get stronger. You become more resilient. You get clearer. You get brighter. And there is a lot you learn about yourself, because what happens is that you're in an intensive, it's like an intensive advanced placement program that is bringing you to a new point of your own energy that is going to pave the way for what you do next. So there is the necessity for a long-term perspective here. This is part of being an energetic leader at this time. You're going to be pulled away from the pack, so to speak. You might require more time by yourself. You might, that you don't want to do something the way other people have been doing it. You might need to just, there could be days when you just want to go to a cabin in the woods to figure something out, or you want to get out of whatever you're in. There's a breakout energy here. And it's all about leading the energy forward, moving it into a new place that it hasn't been. And remember, you're doing this not only for yourself, but you're doing this for humanity, for the new world, for others in your life, if they choose to also follow their own guidance and their own new path. So there are a few different levels of energies happening here. There's the personal level, there's the soul group level, and there's the global level. Now I want to talk about the soul group level because I think that's really important to know. Now I just described how there could be times when you feel alone or you feel that it's only you who's experiencing something. But I assure you that is not the case. And it could also feel like you're processing or you're moving through a lot of energy, emotions, changes, stuff. And that is because as an energetic leader, you are processing and transmuting energy for the planet. And that's like giving yourself 4 extra servings at dinner. It's as if you have this heaping pile on your plate that you volunteered to work with, that you said as a soul, yes, I can do this. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, yes, yes. And part of your service is in working through everything that comes up for you. So I want to make that clear. It's that it's never just you doing this by yourself and it's only you, or although it can certainly feel that way. It's a bigger picture where you're actually transmuting energy for any combination of reasons. This could be for your family. For example, you're the black sheep or the one who has always done things differently. You could be transmuting the energy for many members of your family. This could be related to a geographical location. If you felt like you're in this weird small place and no one else around you gets this metaphysical stuff and no one knows what this, you know, woo-woo stuff might be, you are specifically planted in a place that needs your light. It needs your energy, and that's why you're there. If you're in a particular, say, business environment or corporate setting, or you know that you're amongst many people who are in their third dimensional experience, and you are the highest vibrating individual there at that address, you might find yourself in certain situations where you have to speak up or do things differently or innovate. It could also be the whistleblower, the person who says, no, we're not doing this anymore, and by the way, you're out of integrity, and then you leave your job. It can show up in so many ways, but what you're doing is a gift to yourself, to your soul group, and to the globe, and I think it's really important to understand there are multiple layers going on here. The other component of this work is that you have a different energetic theme, you have a specific energetic theme that you're working with. And it depends on where in your astrology chart the trigger is being felt, which astrological sign is working with it. There's something else I need to point out here. If you're listening to the show and you're looking at your chart and you're saying, oh, well, I have a planet at 7, 8, or 9 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you've been through this. You've been doing this work already. You have been moving through the initiating energy. And chances are there have been some significant life developments for you that has revealed more of your true energy, more of the truth of who you are. That is going to continue a bit throughout 2014. And you're going to be wonderful at assisting those who have planets at 10, 11, 12, and 13 degrees. It's like passing the baton. And I feel extremely qualified to share this information with you because I have been going through these transitions myself. I have had the earlier wave of energies and huge life transitions. I also have planets at 10, 11, 12, 13 degrees of these cardinal signs. And I am in this with you. We are doing this together. And that's why it brings me great joy to give you this perspective, because it's important to know that there are people all over the globe going through this. So let's take a look at each sign to get some of the energetic themes. Now, if you have planets or points in Aries, there is going to be a need for you to be yourself, and you're going to notice parts of you that have been in your unconscious, that have been your shadow self, that perhaps you've projected out. Anything about your energy that is unclaimed, that has been kept back or kept small, is going to come up very strongly and assist in new self-identification energies. New parts of you are going to come up. It's going to be strong, and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it in your ego. You're going to feel it in your self-assertion. You might feel aggressive about some parts of your experience or your self-identity. There's parts of you that could come out loud and proud. This is a coming out energy. I'm not going to do what you want me to do energy. There's a rebellion here. There's a desire, almost as if you've been compensating or denying parts of you, it's going to come out strong, because this Aries energy is immediate, it's a leadership, it is brave, and it has a fearlessness quality to it. On the flip side, it's quite independent. It can be quite appear as selfish, but what it's really offering is ownership about who you are and what you are here to experience. And this is where parts of you want to do it your own way. So if you have these Aries points that are being triggered, those are some of the themes that are going to come up. And you might experience this through challenges, through power struggles with others, through someone else wanting to dominate or have authority over you, but you have to maintain your own. The next sign is Cancer. And with the Cancer energy, you are leading with your heart. I feel this as a connection to the heart chakra, gaining strength in your heart chakra, gaining power through your feelings, understanding that your heart and being open-hearted is a strong, wonderful gift. Cancer energy does not want to be vulnerable. It wants to play it safe. It is comfortable staying in the background or staying out of sight. Cancer energy has a lot of love to give and is tuned in to other people's experiences and feelings. If you have Cancer points being triggered, this could pertain to how you are nurturing yourself, the type of nurturing you experienced as you grew up, particularly in relation to your mom. Your mom could be a key player in this energy. Also, how you embrace your role as a mother, how you nurture others. Cancer energy is leading through personal growth. There is a growth quality here where you are ready to open up and expand from your heart and to share it with confidence, to know that there's a time now for feminine energies on the planet like never before. So if your chart has 10, 11, 12, or 13 degrees of Cancer and it's being triggered, it's time to strengthen your heart, your feelings, your belief in yourself, and to trust yourself more than ever. And you probably will have experiences that will require you to step out or to do that in some manner, to come face to face with any parts of your emotional world that you've been suppressing. So there's some big energies here, but it's all about opening up more to your divine feminine energies. And this is true also for men, because a lot of men on this planet are out of balance with their feeling nature, with that part of themselves that has a lot of wisdom, that has a lot of understanding about feelings, but it hasn't been okay for men to share that openly. If you are experiencing this energy in your life and you are a male, you might find yourself in situations where you're asked to be more open-hearted and to lead from that place. Quite powerful. Now, moving on to Libra. If you have planets or points in your astrology chart at 10, 11, 12, or 13 degrees of Libra, the energies of 2014 and 2015 are asking you to look at your relationship patterns, how you give and receive, the people in your life who support you. I found that it usually comes down to how you receive from others, because a lot of people who listen to this show are wonderful at giving. And you can give and give and give it all day long. And then when you stop giving, the relationship disappears. So the Libra planets, the Libra energy is looking at, how do I receive from others? Do I have other people in my life who support me, who support what I'm doing and what I'm offering? Likewise, do you have people in your life that you genuinely support, or that you've just kind of maintained a contact with because it's comfortable and it keeps the peace? Those relationships will come up for review, those partnerships. And what it's showing you is your unconscious habits around relationships, around how you take care of yourself. This energy could also bring up some interesting dialogues. Libra energy is all about conversation, sharing ideas, social outings. It's a kind of energy where you could find yourself in certain social situations where you want to share more of who you are, and you're not quite sure how to do that because you don't know if these are your people. If you have Libra trigger points, I'd recommend sitting with yourself and getting clear about how you share yourself with the world and looking at your inner dialogue and what you need to say to someone in a social setting or in a relationship, partnership, business arrangement that honors you and honors them. So there's always a balancing act with Libra. Essentially, if this part of your chart is being triggered, there will be relationship changes. There will be people that you no longer connect with, and there will be people coming in who do connect with you. Libra wants to maintain the peace, though. So this could be, you could have an inner push-pull around these changes. And as I said earlier in the show, you have to just be in it. You have to just go through that in terms of perhaps, you know, the relationship is ending and you don't want it to end, and you go back and forth around a decision or what action to take. You will get clarity when you ask for clarity, but you just have to be in it. There's no fast track because the stuff is pushing us to our greatest levels of strength and clarity. So it's really about going through it instead of rushing to the end result. All of these energies that I'm describing, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and the Capricorn energy, which I'll get to next, the one thing that they're going to have in common, or I should say the additional thing, is that there will be discomfort. And that's just, you know, I'm just going to cut right to the chase and tell you that, you know, there is going to be some discomfort because this is part of being a leader. You're moving it forward in a way that's new. And nothing is certain in terms of external proof. Nothing is for sure. There are no guarantees. There's that great quote. I think Paul Newman said it. He said, if you want a guarantee, buy a toaster. Because a toaster will come with a money-back guarantee. But this is also what you agreed to as a beautiful soul leading the energy right now, bigger soul group. You agreed to say, I will lead this energy for myself, for my soul group, for the planet. If I'm uncomfortable, I can handle it. If it gets messy, I can handle it. If I don't know what to do, I'm going to be okay. If I'm upset or sad or excited or whatever, I'm still okay. And it's important to give that to yourself. That is part of the responsibility right now. You're going to be giving more to yourself than ever before. And that is how you are developing your strength. I touched a bit on this in one of the recent episodes of the show I did. It was the 2014 spiritual themes. And one of those themes is energetic independence. Take a listen to that show if you have time, because I go into that more. But essentially, this is where you strike out on your own and you're going to do things new and different, and you're going to be doing it in connection with many people around the globe. It's interesting because I don't think we're supposed to be in groups right now. That's part of the change. It's interesting because I talked with this this topic with my friend Shannon Lackman, the psychic cowgirl. We did a few radio shows in 2013 about groups and how group dynamics are changing. I don't think 2014 is a year for groups. It does depend where you are in your journey. It does depend where you are in your past. If you are comfortable in groups right now, you're getting a lot of value from them. That is great. But if there comes a time when you don't find that they're worth your time or energy or effort, give and take dynamic is not happening, pay attention to that. Because group energy is not highlighted at this time. At least that's not what I'm feeling or sensing in many of the channels and information I'm receiving. It's really about being in your own energy. So let's move to Capricorn, which, perfect segue. Capricorn energy is about personal authority. And if you have trigger points at 10, 11, 12, or 13 degrees of Capricorn, you are going to be in situations where you will be claiming your expertise and your knowledge. You could become a specialist of something. You could have opportunities to assert your knowledge, to see yourself as someone with authority, with the credentials of an expert. Capricorn energy can be quite independent. It's a leadership energy. It goes at its own pace. It looks for, I would say, certainty. It looks for facts, what can be proven and seen. And if this part of you is experiencing extreme triggers right now, it's about returning to yourself as the expert of your journey, tapping into your own power and going your own path. Capricorn is associated with the goat, and the goat that, the mountain goat that climbs the mountain, that stays with something, disciplined, steady, long-term. What do you want to achieve in the world? What are your highest aspirations and greatest ambitions? This is an energy that you want to stick with and that you want to build and you want to see it through. There is a lot of power here because what you're doing is you're emphasizing your energy of right now, of today. This is who I am today, and I am going to take it forward on the path ahead, see it through, make some things real, stay focused on my goals, on the long-term projects, and I'm going to do it with self-honor and integrity and dignity. Capricorn energy is strong, and it is it's fortified with going the distance. So this is about looking at the bigger picture and looking at what parts of your energy, of your life, need to fall away, or specifically structures, because Capricorn is associated with structures, that are complete because you're building new structures. And that's how you're being a leader. You're giving the world new structures. You're introducing new ways of doing things. You are demonstrating, I've learned all this. I am wise in all these ways, and now I'm going to offer it back as a gift to the world so that other people can tune in and build their lives with higher intentions. The Capricorn energy has been accentuated for a while now. And if you have experienced things falling apart in your life, it's because the Capricorn, the Pluto in Capricorn, is saying this is not going to hold up in the long term. This is not going to hold up because this is not where the planet is going. And so the Capricorn energy says, okay, then let's get to work on where the planet is going. And let's do it knowing that we have the answers, we will figure it out, we will solve the problems, and we will give it back to the world. This energy is being experienced on multiple levels, and I feel that it's something that everyone's going through or experiencing, but whether they're conscious or not will determine how they're interpreting it. If you're going through any kind of significant change in your life, the key with this is to just let it go, because something else is forming, is coming together, is next up on deck. The cardinal signs that I've just described, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, are about initiating new energies, new beginnings. It is time now for these new beginnings to start. Think back to the 60s and all the revolutions and changes on social issues, political issues, things that were happening that were headline news in the 60s. That is the type of energy that is going on right now. And that is the type of work that our soul group is doing. We are mixing it up. We are tearing things down to build them back up. This is the 99% and the 1%. This is the change in healthcare. This is the change in politics. It's all of these bigger issues. But you don't have to be on a world stage to be experiencing them. Those of us who are connected through these astrology points are going to have significant life shifts 2014 and 2015. because that's what we signed up for. That's what we agreed to. That's what we chose at a soul level. So remember that somewhere in your psyche, or write it down on a notepad or keep it handy so that you can return to that powerful place that says, I chose this. I was ready to make these changes. I can figure it out. I will know what to do when the time is right. I trust that there is something better coming, whether that is a better relationship, better job, better life situation, a different place you want to live, whatever it might be for you. You chose to make these changes and you chose to lead this energy because you also knew that there would be rewards with it. The rewards of success, abundance, joy, peace, forgiveness, happiness, most importantly, happiness. And so keep that in mind because, like I said, it is advanced placement. This is an AP class. Not everyone is going to be going through these significant changes. And so you will need time to yourself. You will need to go and be in your own space and in your own world. One of the things I like to do is I have certain spiritual books that I return to that ground me, that I love to read over and over again because they connect me with the truth of who I am or my own energy source. So keep that in your mind. What do I need to support my journey right now? Also, meditation, wonderful. Yoga, great, easy to do, free. Yoga is free because you need your body and your breath. Know that you have many ways to work through these energies, and it's going to be worth it. As I said, I've been going through these big shifts myself, and every time I've made a change, something better has shown up. Even when I didn't see it and didn't know it, it always unfolded that way, and that's true for all of us. Absolutely. You chose this because you knew it was going to lead you to a better experience, to better, higher vibrating energies. And as I said at the start of the show, we just have to go through it. You just have to allow the process and the journey to unfold. If you have checked out any of my books, I just released one called The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness, and it talks about the 11 stages of spiritual growth, and one of them is facing our shadow self. There is a part where we go deeper into our own energy, and that's what this phase is about. We're going deeper into our own energy. We are understanding ourselves better. We are creating new experiences for ourselves so that other people can see the potentials of their own lives. So let's say, for example, you realize that this is the time that you want to create your dream job, and you decide in the next few years to do that. You create your dream business with your dream clientele, and all along, you know, things come up that require you to let go, trust, to stretch yourself, to walk your talk. You're doing this not only for yourself to create the business of your dreams, but you're doing this to give other people inspiration about how to do it, about how they can do it. So know that that is the main thing of this leadership energy right now, is that when you're transforming and evolving in really big ways that are often quite private, it's because you're going to give back even bigger. And that is something that just happens with universal energies, where when you give It's like the universe comes in and boosts what you give. It amplifies it and expands it so that you give back even more. So keep that in mind, that if you're going through a phase over the next few years that feels particularly lonely or emotional or quiet or scary or what have you, you're moving through this and you're getting to a point that you're going to offer back something quite beautiful and quite lovely. And we're doing this as a soul group. We have many soul groups, many different layers of energies and soul group connections. This is just one within the astrology chart. It's just one. But it's important to know that there's so many of us doing this together, and that's why I was guided to do this special episode, because I work with people all over the world who are going through these shifts, and I think that we just need to know that we're connected and that there are others doing this too, and that you are guided. You are moving through these connections or these changes to the best of your ability. And I'm just feeling that there is so much, there's just so much love. There's just so much love for those who are following their path with strength, courage, love, intention, integrity. This topic is really important, and it's going to be something I will probably touch on throughout 2014. If you have in your astrology chart the 13 degree highlighted, so you have a planet or point at 13 degrees, Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, this energy is coming in and it's going to be newer for you, especially in March and April. And then it's going to recede a bit and it's going to come in stronger in 2015. So that 13 degree point is going to be a bit of a introduction energy or get the ball rolling, get things moving, and then it's going to come in and be even stronger in 2015. So I just want to highlight that because it helps to get our minds around some of these things. Now, if you want more guidance in any way, I, of course, would be happy to connect with you in an astrology session if that would be beneficial. But I will be talking about this information even more throughout the year, because I think these soul group connections need to be reiterated. I considered starting a Facebook group, and immediately I heard no, because again, group energy, it's not what it used to be in terms of my own experience and what I've observed, and so I'm not going to do that. I actually have had a group going in my off of my website, and there have been nearly, over 500 people in that group, and it's too much. It's too much going on, and we need to be in our own energies right now. So I just wanted to address that. I am not starting a soul group around this topic because we need to be in our own experience, and you have everything you need. End of the day, bottom line, you have everything you need. We support each other. We guide each other. We help each other. But you are fully equipped with what you need for every phase of your journey. And that is the most important thing for us to know. So we've moved through a lot of information here. And if you have any questions, please let me know. You can send them my way through ConsciousCoolChic.com. At the end of this month, I will be answering your questions. That is the monthly Q&A show. I did not do one in December because December was really crazy busy. I've held those questions for the January show. So if you have questions about this, please reach out and ask, and know that you're probably asking for multiple people, because people from all over the world, thousands of people listen to this show, and your question could be what they need right now on their journey. I hope this has been informative for you. Feel free to go back and re-listen if you missed anything. As I said, astrology gets quite complicated because there are many cycles of energies going on. So if you need some clarity around your astrology chart and what to focus on, let me know if I can help you, and I would be honored to. I will have the next live show on Wednesday, January 15th. That show topic is called Spiritual Courage, Conscious Confidence. And then the following week, I'm going to talk about pioneering your path, which will be related to what we just talked about today. So check out those shows, and I hope to see you there, my friends. Keep going, stay strong, know that you have everything you need, and that most importantly, we're all in this together and we're supporting each other in beautiful, beautiful ways. Thank you for listening. I know your time is valuable and I appreciate it. Take good care. I'll see you later.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life, for life. This is my moment.